problems. It's human nature to hate problems. But why is that? After all, problems inspire us to mend things, bend things, make things better. That's why so many people work with IBM on everything, from city traffic to ocean plastic, new schools to new energy, flight delays to food safety. Smart loves problems. IBM. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more.
Beach, drive, drop, park, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioSaintPete.com.
RadioSaintPete.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Okay, are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
I'm Bert Kreischer, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com. How you doing, folks? 813-693-2124 is the phone number here. HMBRadio.com is the website. Got an old pal joining me today. Zachary Townsend's back.
The king has returned.
It's been a long time. You were banned for a while.
It's been a while.
The ban's been lifted temporarily. I don't know exactly when it will be back on, but I'm assuming when this podcast ends, the ban will be reinforced, and he will be no longer allowed on this program.
Zach, I'm such a fan favorite. I don't know why you don't have me on.
Oh, my God, I know.
Your fans love me.
Actually, you know, we have a voicemail from somebody heard that you were coming back on the show, and they wanted to share their joy.
He stinks, and I don't like him.
You hear that? You got the crappy headphones. Hold on, I'll replay it for you.
No, I didn't hear it.
He stinks, and I don't like him.
Who the heck was that?
That was just a voicemail that I got. 813-693-2124 if you want to leave a voice or a text message that's available to you. What you been up to, man? It's been a long time.
Nothing, you know, just... Literally nothing. Yeah, literally nothing. I was going to try to like be some kind of witty, but no, literally nothing. Writing.
I saw when I had to go pick you up, of course, and then I also got, there was a phone call for you from your school.
Yeah.
How's school going? You're enrolled in school and you're taking classes?
Yeah, it's going good, man. Uh-huh. Things are going real well.
Oh, it didn't sound that they were going as well.
No, I mean, I'm not going back to school this semester.
Oh, okay.
I got to take a break.
Yeah,
I can only hold the Billy Madison charade for so long. Being a grown man going back to school.
Yeah, that's rough. How's Zebra Corner coming along?
It's good. They're doing their thing, parroting every.
You're
commercial.
Still involved with them, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I didn't want to bring up a sore subject.
Oh no. I am. I'm a future national treasure, truly,
yeah.
to this world.
Uh-huh.
Not just Zebra Corner.
That's good. That's
to
good.
You, not just to you.
To everybody.
To everybody.
Sure.
You people will rue the day. And you people will perish in hell once I send you there.
My name is Will Koontz. I don't know if I said that already. This is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. This podcast is brought to you by Truvee Salon and Spa, Zach. Have you ever been there?
Yeah.
Say yes.
One time.
Yeah. And how
really,
did you like it?
It was, oh man, great.
Yeah.
I loved it.
What
yeah.
was your experience there? What was your favorite part?
The Truvee cut my hair.
Yep.
And I got nothing but good things to say about her.
Mm-hmm. Did you
I
get Botox?
I wore a hat for like 2 days after.
Did you get Botox?
Huh? Yeah, in my armpits, so I stopped sweating.
Nice. I actually want to get that done for real.
I've heard that. I didn't know that was a thing until recently.
Uh-huh.
I think my girlfriend told
me
that.
It seems like it's not a good thing for your body to do that because you sweat for a reason.
Yeah.
So
I have big sweat stains. All the time. It's not good.
Yeah, it's the Florida summers. They'll get you. But it seems like that's a... Like, I had a girlfriend one time that just took birth control all the time, so she never had a period. And I was like, I don't think that's okay. Yeah. I don't think your butt... She goes, no. The doctor said it was fine. Who's your doctor? Dr. Kevorkian? Yeah. What are you talking about?
Now her ovaries just look like they're unfrosted Pop-Tarts.
Shriveled up and corrode and die
that's
in our body.
That's pretty nasty, yeah.
Yeah, that just didn't seem right. But yeah, same thing with the Botox and the sweating. You need to sweat. Your body needs to release the toxins and the cool you down and all that. But, you know, it also would be really nice not to sweat under your arms, especially here in this Florida heat. So if you'd like to go get your armpits injected.
What I tried to do was I shaved my armpit hair.
I thought
maybe that would
it
stop.
Helps.
It definitely decreased it a little bit, I noticed.
Yeah.
But I'm a very hairy guy, and it decreased it a little bit, but it did not stop it.
I don't know if it decreases the sweat, but I think maybe if you don't have the hair, it kind of evaporates quicker as opposed to just getting stuck in your armpit
And I just
hairs.
Think if your armpits are hairy, mm-hmm. I would assume that would make it more like sweat. It would make it sweatier.
Right.
You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Sure.
Or hairy.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Hair on it. I don't know.
Zach, what's your opinion of ladies posted armpit hair on Instagram?
Can you play that voicemail again?
Pro or con? Yeah, hang on one second. I can play
that'll
that.
Be, that's my
I can
answer.
Play that voicemail.
He stinks, and I don't like him.
Not a fan.
No.
I've noticed more and more of lady friends that I have are just posting that because
have it. I mean, yeah, have
more
it.
Than one.
You should have it if you want it, but it's. I don't. I'm not posting my armpit. I don't know. It's not like an accomplishment,
right?
I don't. We all can grow hair under there.
Yeah.
It's like it's. I think at this point you're just grasping for straws mm-hmm. to make a point, but at the same time, St. Pete banned straws. So what are you grasping at?
Did they? I don't think they officially did ban straws. They want to, but I don't think they actually did yet.
Ugh, crap. Foiled again.
ShroovySalonAndSpa.com if you want to make an appointment. 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, right here in St. Pete. Go see Chrissy. The Botox lady's coming. I got an email, so if you want to get your pits to stop sweating, then she can help you out with that. Zach, NASCAR driver loses sponsorship because father used a racial slur 35 years ago.
Did you say lose a sponsorship or gains 30 of them?
No, he lost.
I would imagine.
Well, let's inform you here. NASCAR driver Connor Daly lost a major sponsor Friday because his father admitted he used a racial slur in the 1980s. Now, I don't think this guy was alive at this time, this NASCAR driver, but sins of the father. Daly was set to be sponsored by Lilly Diabetes in his first NASCAR race on Saturday, the Xfinity Series race at Road America in Wisconsin. Daly himself has type 1 diabetes and became the first diabetic racer to win in the IndyCar
series. That's actually when he used a racial slur, is when the doctor said, hey, listen, you have diabetes. And he looked up to the sky. And went, beep! Because the doctor was black or something.
The day before the race, Daly's father and former Formula One driver Derek Daly was fired from his job as a racing analyst at Wish TV after it came to light that he used the N-word.
Oh my God,
you can't say that word. And he used it in the 1980s. So the elder Daly apologized.
You say that like it was allowed in the 1980s. Like it
well,
wasn't
I think
bad.
It wouldn't have been, people wouldn't have been as surprised, I think, as they are today.
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? I'm sure it happened quite a bit back then. The elder Daly apologized in a statement saying he was only a recent immigrant from Ireland at the time, and the idiom he used was, in the woodpile. I've never heard of this
never
phrase
heard
before.
That sounds like an Irish. That sounds like an Irish.
Again, that's an N in the woodpile.
Yeah.
Okay. It is widely used in Ireland, the United Kingdom, and Australia. Daly said he was mortified to learn that the word was derogatory in America and never used it again. What does it mean in Ireland, then? An N.
In the woodpile.
I'm assuming it means ninny.
No.
No, not that one. Despite the apology and the fact that Connor Daly wasn't even alive at the time of the incident, Lilly Diabetes announced it was pulling the sponsorship. Unfortunately, the comments that surfaced this week by Derek Daly distract from the focus So we have made the decision that Lily Diabetes will no longer run the number 6 at Road America this weekend, the company said in a statement.
This is, all right, can I just pause you for one second?
Well, let me okay. finish this. Connor Daly's NASCAR debut got off to an admirable start, running 11th with only 10 laps left, but he was forced to exit the race early because of mechanical problems.
He was forced to just race early because his dad was getting into a fight with a black guy in the stands, and he's like, "Oh God, this is, I'm not getting my Febreze sponsorship pulled next."
UN, yeah.
This is just a testament for how dumb NASCAR people are. Like, they really are. Have you ever seen that South Park episode?
Yeah, when
they
get, sure.
It's so, they're just dumb
what,
people.
What NASCAR fan isn't saying the N-word? Well, that's what I'm saying. Time, but
also, it's like
bit.
This guy used it in the 1980s. Twitter wasn't around then.
Yeah.
Nobody, how, unless how he was on, know? Like, accidentally sent a video of, like, America's Funniest Home Videos. And, like, Bob Saget's like, and watch this Irish guy really tell these
look
people.
Look at this drunk.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at this Irish guy going to, like, the dentist office and, you know. It's like, and so what did this guy do? Just bring it up in, like, in an interview? They're like, hey, listen, so your son is starting his NASCAR debut. You guys come from, you know, an immigrant from Irish. This must be awesome. And he's just like, yeah, I said the N-word in 1980.
it says, yeah, it came to light somehow that he used it in the 1980s. And his son, who got the sponsorship pulled, was not even around, not on the planet yet.
Yeah, that's crazy.
This is just, I mean, this has just gone too far, right? I saw that and just rolled my eyes so bad. I mean, there's isn't it a Bible phrase that you're not supposed to be accountable for the sins of your father? Isn't this exactly what this is?
Yeah, but Jesus was also God's son, and he sent him to earth to be crucified for us.
That's a good point. I guess you can't rely too much on old God.
Whoa, I'm not agreeing with that. I'm a God-fearing individual.
Sure, sure.
But I'm also not an individual who says the N-word.
Absolutely.
You know?
Even in public, even in idioms. Yeah, yeah, sure, sure. Yeah, I want to know what it means in Australia, or in that word, if it doesn't mean what it means here. I'm pretty sure it's a pretty common, you know, that word was invented here. That is definitely an American tradition, that word, I would say.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, it's like hot dogs.
Apple pie.
And you know what? We have the hot dog eating contest. I'm just waiting for the N-word saying contest. Joey Chestnut. Who's going to be the Joey Chestnut of the N-word?
World champion, for sure.
How many times can you say the N-word in 30 minutes?
813-693-2124. Let me know what you think about this story. Head over to hmbradio.com. And you can leave comments there. Subscribe to the podcast if you have not. Just search HMB Radio Tampa Bay in your iTunes, your Stitcher, wherever you get your pods. Who wants to miss any single episode of this great audio theater that's displayed in front of you?
Not
weekly?
I.
That's for damn sure. No doubt about it.
The Homemade Broadcast is on RadioSaintPete.com.
Hey, Zach, could you not play or talk over the freaking imaging that I have imaging now, okay?
Oh, I thought it was like, sorry. I actually thought like you were pausing for give us a second and I could talk.
Oh,
I forgot
no.
This isn't a real radio studio. I'm used to being
no,
in
a,
like,
I have to work with what I have, you know what I mean?
I'm used to being in a real radio studio. It's like,
are you?
Like the Hoppy Hour and
yes,
yeah
you that's know, true. He's up for best podcast, you know, that CL Tampa's best podcast. It's
only a matter of time before he says the N-word. All those before, you know, repercussions come from him just being outside of a Metro PCS. Yeah. Getting robbed.
It's not
only a matter of time before he goes down, you know, and you are you rise to the top for it.
Yeah. Oh, Hoppy.
Just keep swimming, Will. I'm yes. telling you, Hoppy will say the N-word.
Oh, no doubt. But I'm also nominated, by the way, this podcast. It's for whoever nominated me. Thank you, whoever did that.
Come on.
It's the home.
It was yourself.
It wasn't, because it's misspelled. Home, space, made, space, podcast.
Oh.
That's not it. It's the homemade.
I think it's funny
broadcast.
That whole thing, that whole creative loathing thing, where you can you vote, you write in. You can write in anybody. So like I do stand up, and so I see, and I'm part of that Tampa Bay comedy scene thing.
Oh sure,
and just the people who write themselves in, and
it's pretty self. I can't believe the people that are lobbying as hard as they are for this thing.
Oh, God.
There's a few people that are
that we talked about that are just it doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't mean anything. It's, you know, I guess it's an honor But I would almost rather have the editorial ones, the editorial staff's pick for something. You know what I mean? As opposed to the audience. Like, because you can just rig those. You can lobby for votes. It doesn't mean
you're
like the best.
It's like a bringer show, like a comedy club. Yes. It's like I've seen a bunch of people win bringer shows because they, you know, they just brought the whole crowd.
Didn't deserve to.
They didn't have a good set, but, you know, you used to do a bringer open mic.
I never brought a bringer.
I mean, but it was a open mic where the crowd decides.
Right.
And
right.
Who the winner gets, and there was
okay,
a winner, $50.
Yeah.
And how many times did you see people, you know, who won? You probably shouldn't have won.
A few times.
I only won the $50 there once, and I probably should have. Honestly, I'm not trying to. I probably should have taken home $50 a week going there.
Yeah, I kind of thought that was going to bring out more comics than it did, but really, the ones that I thought would come out. Because I wanted better comedians there, obviously.
That was at a time, though, when all the open mics were in Tampa.
Yeah.
And now it's kind of equaled out. If not, there's really no open mics.
Well, there's not that many
around. Actually, there's no open mics now. So if you did that again, I guarantee yours would be like Iberian Rooster, who does it on Tuesdays, mm-hmm. where you go there, and it's literally, the sign-up sheet is like 40 comics.
That's insane.
It's wild.
That's great that the it's kind
of... awful. No, they all stink. They stink. If you're listening to this, you stink. Quit.
Well, look, that's probably true, but I like the fact that there's a stage available for people to try out the craft, because I'm sure some people will get better. I watch a lot of the people that started when I was running the Sly Bar mic that got okay. They went from disastrous to all right.
Yeah, no, it's like anything else where, you know, I was, you know, just busting people's balls.
It's repetition.
Yeah, but sure. It's definitely anybody, you know, that's how you get better at anything. Keep practicing, keep going. So
no doubt. Yeah, so Iberian Roosters on Tuesday night at Shannon Kelly and John Jacobs, our buddy John. And yeah, go check that out if you haven't. They're located down on Central and 6th.
I don't know.
Near the 600 block ish. Like yeah, so you can go and check that out. JD Martinez, do you know who this is?
No.
Under fire as an old Instagram post, which included a photo of...
the N-word.
No, but worse. Or maybe not worse. I don't know, but pretty bad. Take a guess. Who do you think it had in it? He had posted an Instagram
Hitler,
photo.
Hitler, obviously.
Hitler, that's right. As if this city needed another reason to hate the Red Sox, JD Martinez is the latest baseball star entrenched in a social media scandal. Though he may have some excuse... may not have the same excuse as his peers. And it's a picture of... he still has it up, and it's just kind of like... You know those quote things where you got to...
So like, happy birthday, Dad, and it's like a picture of Hitler.
Well, it's one of those things where it's just a picture, and then it has text in it. And then it says a quote that's attributed to Hitler, even though I don't think this is his quote. But it says, to conquer a nation first, disarm its citizens. And J.D., Martinez posted, "This is why I will always stay strapped," with an exclamation point. Martinez was 25 years old when he posted the photo to his Instagram of Adolf Hitler giving the Nazi salute alongside the text, "To conquer a nation, first disarm its citizens." The caption from January 2013 reads, "This is why I will always stay strapped," as if promoting a photo of arguably the worst person ever to live isn't bad enough. Well, I don't agree with... Oh, this is the Daily News, the New York Daily News.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah.
The quote he's touching isn't even believed to be said by Hitler, even though it's often linked to him. Here's another thing that drives me nuts about journalists. If it's not Hitler that said this, why don't you tell us who did say it? But they don't bother. They just go on to say, yeah, no, you're wrong, and move on.
He's a baseball player. He's a retard. You know, he's half a tard. He's not smart. So he's probably like, oh, this is a... quote. He probably didn't even know who the guy was, honestly.
Well, I think he knows who, everybody kind of knows who Hitler is. But to say that showing a picture of Hitler is in some way, I don't understand what they're getting at. Like, you can't even show a picture. Like, the History Channel is in big trouble.
Yeah, it's not like it was like, we must, like, the quote was like, we must eliminate these Jews.
Yeah, and then he wasn't like, yeah.
He was like, heck yeah, that's why I'm strapped. Watch out, Jews.
Coming after you.
I'm hitting home runs, aiming for every Jew at the sitting in the big green monster.
There's a lot of
your
them in
big
Boston.
Old schnoz. I'm going to watch coins fly out of, golden coins fly out of your pockets like Scrooge McDuck.
It's like, can't you have some context here and understand that even if the quote's not derived to him, it's often accredited to him. And it's also, he's not saying, I agree with Hitler. He's saying, I am against what this guy is saying. So
yeah,
it's
no,
kind
he's
of the opposite.
Gun, and he's just an idiot. He's a moron. He's a jock.
Right.
Like I said, like... I think I was listening to a podcast with Nick Swartz, and he said like something about like how he's like friends with a ton of like professional athletes, and they just have Twitter. And he's like, "Why do you have Twitter? You know, why do you have Twitter? Yeah, you're just because he's like these people now have like hundreds of thousands of followers who are going to see whatever they say, and they're morons, they're retards, you know." And yeah, and I'm probably going to get backlash for using the R word on this podcast. I don't care. You think that's a bad word? You're a retard, dude.
I you know, it kind of sucks because I try not to say that word just because I know it does offend some people. But I also, at the same time, that word is a dictionary word. It means deficient, and it's not good. It's a good, great word to use for certain things. Can you not say fire retardant anymore? Is that too pushing the boundaries too close? It's not like the N-word. Well,
is that a retard who's on fire?
It's where you just throw a retard on top of a bonfire.
That's what you call a retard running out of a burning building?
Yes. Yeah, definitely. This guy got in trouble for this. But in his defense, he kept up the post, hasn't taken it down, has dealt with the scrutiny, he's dealing with it day by day. And I think he's smarter than he looks. I think this is the right call. Obviously, he doesn't hate anybody.
Or he's that dumb and he doesn't know how to delete it.
He doesn't know that's possible.
Really bothering him every day, secretly. I don't know how to delete this.
Well, I think, you know, at the very least, part of the problem is that when people get in trouble for things like this, they go ahead and say they're sorry. And they get bullied and they delete their post and they apologize and they stay off Twitter. And then it fuels those people who are angry. It makes them go after more people.
Yeah, because they're like, look what we did.
Yeah, it's like a gang mentality. It's a mob type thing.
Look, we won. I want to win again. It's like that high of winning. It's like you win a game, win a video game. You're like, oh, I want to win more. Yeah. I won my first Fortnite battle the other night, and I was like, dude, I want more. I need more.
Oh boy, that's how they get you, man.
Yeah, you're gonna be in trouble. Done with Fortnite. I can't play that game. I'm getting yelled at by like 9-year-olds. One kid got grounded because he yelled at me so badly.
Did the mother come in and yell?
I heard her. Yeah, she's yelling at. Who are you yelling at? You can't be talking like that to people. And I was like, yeah, well, suck it.
That's good. She's 813-693-2124. What do you think about this JD Martinez thing? Is he an idiot? Probably. Is he in the right? Do you cut him some slack? Do you just hate the Red Sox?
I don't think he's either. I think it's just like, why can't people just post that? And why does it affect? Why does that post affect you?
It scares me because it's like, you know, you ever heard that phrase that if you forget history, you're bound to repeat it, right? So if you stash all these things away, they want to get rid of all these Confederate monuments. They want to get rid of, like, you can't even show a picture of Hitler now. These are just no-nos that you can't. We're going to forget about these things, and then this whole thing's going to become reciprocal. Yeah. We should know about Hitler and not
Holocaust
be fans of
volume
Hitler.
Too.
Yeah, and then when you try to censor stuff like that and push it down.
It's
going to
take place in Miami.
It's only going to make people more curious about it, and then you're going to end up with Nazis running.
Yeah,
around.
We're going to forget what Hitler is, and then one day some kid's going to be like, you know what? Like, what if we did just like eliminate all the Jews? And then like some kid's going to be like, hey, that's a pretty good point. You know,
there's going to be
an original concept.
Some seedy janitor in the corner who goes, I've got something to show you.
Come here, kids.
And pulls out an JD Martinez's Instagram, and then the whole thing continues on.
And if you like that guy, listen to this Irish guy drop the N bomb a couple years ago.
813-693-2124. This podcast is brought to you by Homemade Podcasts. Are you familiar with this, Zach?
No. Yeah, actually I am. But
yes, of course you are. Who's not? Homemade Podcasts is a consulting company. If you've ever thought about creating some sort of audio content for your website, whether it's you're an individual who wants to do a podcast or you're a business who wants to reach new and existing clientele, reach out to me. Because I am the owner, president, and CEO of HomemadePodcast.com. I can help. HomemadePodcast.com.
You're listening to the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.
And finally today, what do you think about imaging, by the way? Pretty cool, right?
It's pretty cool, yeah. Nice touch.
I like it.
Can you talk about the video game guy? Is that going to be the last one?
Video game? I don't even know that one.
Oh, the dude who shot up the Madden tournament.
Oh,
in Jacksonville.
I thought
for sure you'd talk about that being Florida boy.
I would, but by the time this releases, it's going to be old news. As will all these things. I got to find a better way to do these.
I mean, it's not that bad because you're talking about JD Martinez like saying, you know, it's talking about really what we're talking about is freedom of speech. So it's like, it's a story that you're just using.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why it
it's
works.
It's not going to be just dated. It's not like we're just talking about J.D. Martinez and his career. Like, mm-hmm. what's going on? It's not like we're talking about his batting average right now. And
right, right. Yeah, well, that's kind of why I used it for it. But I got to figure out, like, some of this stuff is, by the time I record, like, this week we're recording super early. I usually record a little later in the week, but I got a chaotic week this week, so I just got to get something out for the people.
True.
They want it.
They want more. They want more.
Oh, God, do they. Finally this week.
There's not enough podcasts to satisfy these people out here. Seriously.
Disgusting. Swastikas painted on Philip Levy's campaign signs in St. Pete. Can you believe this? The swastikas, I sent you the picture, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's not a swastika. It's clearly.
It's an attempt at one.
It's an attempt at somebody who doesn't know what they're doing. It's so bad that one of them almost got one, but he missed one of the arms, the upward arms.
Here's a theory. You know who it was? J.D. Martinez. The Red Sox were just in town, and they
That's
got
true.
Swept, and he was probably pissed.
Oh, my God. Oh, J.D. Yeah, but these swastikas are terrible. You can find a link at hmbradio.com to take a look at these things. Clearly, it's an 8-year-old who got a hold of his spray can in his dad's garage, and I don't know if when you were a kid, but I certainly remember being a young boy in
elementary
school. Or a
racist with arthritis.
Yeah, maybe. And seeing going into the bathroom at schools, and there's swastikas carved in everywhere. And I remember going to my mom as a young Jewish boy and saying, Mom, there's swastikas in the bathroom. And
Mom, there's swastikas on my back.
And she just went,
they carved them into my Jewish back. Oh, gosh, where's my allergy medicine?
And she went, don't worry about that. That's just somebody clowning around. Clearly, that's what this is. It's a young boy who is trying to be mischievous, I think, if you will. But, of course, you know, I understand, too, that these politicians, they have to make a statement about this because now let's say it is real, and then they obviously have to condemn this type of behavior, obviously. Yeah. But this is clearly so bad. You got to take a look at this, folks. HMBradio.com. I got a picture of it up there.
You know
there.
Your mom should have told you is, like, what I would think if I had, like, a half-Jewish son and he came up to me, I'd just like, you know, why does this kid do this? I'd be like, don't worry, because in, like, 20 years from now, he's going to be working at a gas station, living paycheck to paycheck. That's usually what happens to these people.
Yeah. Well, yes, generally. And then they'll
he's
come back.
He's going to smoke weed way too early, mm-hmm. like 11 or 12. And, you know, he's going to peter out around 16, drop out of high school, realize he probably should go back for his GED.
Well, you know what's going to happen? He's not even going to be allowed to have that gas station job because when he was 8... He drew a kind of a swastika thing on a sign.
Yeah.
So and he obviously can't exist in society. He needs to die.
Yeah.
He can't make a living for himself.
He tweeted about it when he was 8.
But on these politicians, they just in case this is real, they have to make a statement and condemn it. And the statements were just over the top. I mean, let's see. What do we got here from? Well, I'll just read this story real quick. It's pretty short. A final day of campaigning before Tuesday's primary was marred in St. Petersburg by reports of anti-Semitic vandalism aimed at former Miami Beach Mayor Philip Levine, who is Jewish and is seeking the Democratic nomination for governor. According to Max Fulgraf, a campaign spokesman for Levine campaign, the signs were vandalized with swastika symbols, nah, not really, just kind of marks, at the southeast corner of 66th Street North and Tyrone Boulevard outside of Bond Diamonds, which is now defunct. As governor, I will never be held hostage to hatred or bigotry or should I do it in a Jewish voice? As governor, I will never be held to a hostage to hatred or bigotry or intolerance. That wasn't a very good Jew.
And I'm not tipping on takeout orders.
I just won't do it. Levine said in a statement, never. All candidates should speak out against intolerable behavior. We are all better than this, than the haters, bigger than the bigots, and tomorrow we will show them why. I don't think he won, by the way. The primary is today. Did you vote, Zach?
No, I did not.
That's a shame.
I never vote. I'm not. No, it's not. I don't. It's voting is a scam.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's like school. It's like the. It's. never mind.
The vandalism got a quick response from St. Pete Mayor Rick Kreisman and Tampa Mayor Bob Buckhorn, who obviously
Buckhorn—that's a great
name—condemned the act of vandalism. And Kreisman went on to say that if you
Aren't they signs you just like stick in the front lawn?
Yeah.
You could just throw them out and put two new ones in there. It's not like they did it to us like a billboard.
It's just, I'm telling you, folks, just go look at the picture, hmbradio.com.
I mean, it is a really bad picture, but at the same time, you have to admit, like, you're kind of saying, like, it might not have been swastika. It definitely was supposed to be a swastika.
I think they were trying to draw a swastika. It was an 8-year-old boy who was trying to draw a swastika to be mischievous. I don't think there's an 8-year-old Nazi out there. They don't really understand what that means. I don't think so.
I mean, sure.
Prodigies.
They're starting them young. Ever since they watched LeBron James, they're like, we could have a prodigy in everything.
Yeah. Well, it's just like I talked about it.
You should see how loud this kid can say the N-word.
A few weeks ago, I was talking about the guy who was looking for somebody in the Tampa Bay area, I think it's a friend of both of ours, for a film project that are flying both the Confederate flag and the Nazi flag at the same time
in Tampa Bay.
It doesn't exist. That's not real. There might be some guy in Montana that owns a few acres of land and does that. But not in Tampa Bay. There's no freaking way. But these people have such a perverse worldview that it just...
Why does he want to do it? Why does he want it done?
He wants to get...
So he wants to prove a point.
He wants to prove that his narrative is real.
He wants to make a... Yeah. He wants to make this idea to people that this is actually what people are doing,
right? And I had a theory that what was going to happen was that he wasn't going to be able to find these things that he wants, so he was going to go ahead and for his movie he was going to raise those flags himself in his yard, get the shot. Somebody was going to see it, take an Instagram picture of it, and send it to the Times, and then the Times was going to write a piece that says, "See, this is what's going on in America right now, right here in Tampa Bay."
Oh,
folks.
Oh my gosh!
Everybody's going to be shocked. St. Petersburg police spokesman Yolanda Fernandez said the department did not appear to have a report on the signs as early as Monday afternoon. A senior advisor from the Levine campaign said someone left a phone message about the incident at headquarters. A campaign worker went out to check the signs and found a man who had already stopped to remove them on his own. "We are exploring all options. We hope Mayor Kreisman alerts his police department to review the matter to see if there is any footage available." Kevin King, Kreisman's chief of staff, said the police would look into the vandalism. The mayor would obviously like them to look into what they can. Okay, you're going to get a little 8-year-old boy in trouble, but okay. The defacement drew outrage from opponents in the Democratic Party, and they're all obviously condemning this thing because they live in a scary world. I feel bad for them, personally.
It would have been funnier if he drew dicks, I think. So.
Yeah, that would have been
like,
better.
That would have been funnier.
Either that or, you know what it is? It's either an 8-year-old or a 42-year-old who is trolling.
Arthritis. He's like, ah!
Is trolling them and drawing really crappy swastikas so he watches everybody freak out.
It's the same dude who drew them in your bathroom in your high school,
yes.
Who works at the gas station.
Right.
Who was able to do it because he works the night shift and he has like a break at like 4 a.m. when everyone's asleep, and he's like, "Yeah, you know what?
I got some time on my hands. I got some time on my hands."
What do you think about this?
He follows
JD Martinez on Instagram. He was inspired.
This is the Homemade Broadcast. This is RadioCP.com.
All right, there we go. I think we'll get out of here. Zach, where can people find you at?
At Smack Townsend on Twitter, Instagram. If there's any Always Sunny in Philadelphia fans out there, I just wrote a spec script for Always Sunny. I'm trying to put it on the internet, get it around. But the link for that's in my Instagram bio. I'm not going to follow you back, so don't even like, you can click it. You don't have to follow me either. I'm really not fun to follow.
Very well. Thanks, Zach. All right, that's the Homemade Broadcast this week. Thank you very much for tuning in. I sure do appreciate it. HMBradio.com is the website. 813-693-2124 is the phone number. I want to hear from you. I want to send you some stickers. Email me at thehomemadebroadcast@radiosaintpete.com. Send me your address. I'll send some sticks out to you. Follow the Facebook page at HMB Radio. Follow Radio St. Pete. Stay woke. Midnights, 102.5 The Bone, theboneonline.com. That's Anna Hummel and myself every weeknight. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned. Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is coming up next, followed by the Indie Circuit. If you're listening on podcast, thanks a bunch. Tell a friend, rate, subscribe. It's these little things that really just make the difference and help me out. So I appreciate it. My name is Will Koontz. This has been the Homemade Broadcast. This has been HMB Radio on RadioSt.Pete.com. See you later.
have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.
Problems. It's human nature to hate problems. But why is that? After all, problems inspire us to mend things, bend things, make things better. That's why so many people work with IBM on everything, from city traffic to ocean plastic, new schools to new energy, flight delays to food safety. Smart loves problems. IBM. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more.
This is a message from the government. Coronavirus is a national emergency. Life-threatening for people of all ages, everywhere in the UK. To help save lives, you must stay home. Only go outside for food, health reasons, daily exercise, or to work. But only if you cannot work from home. Stay home. Anyone can get it, and anyone can spread it. Stay home to help protect the NHS and frontline staff working to save lives. Coronavirus. Stay home. Protect the NHS. Save lives.